Mesoamerican cultures understood all this and realized that by citing dates with both calendars, they were able to identify every day in this 52-year period uniquely. What they couldn't do was distinguish one 52-year period from another. It was as if the Christian calendar referred to the year only as, say, 04. One would then be unable to distinguish between 1904, 2004, and 2104. To prevent confusion, Mesoamerican societies created the third calendar, the Long Count. The Long Count tracks time from a starting point, much as the Christian calendar begins with the purported birth date of Christ. The generally accepted starting point is August 11, 3114 BC, though some archaeologists think that the proper date is August 10th or 13th. Either way, Long Count dates consisted of the number of days, 20-day months, 360-day years, 7,200-day decades, and 144,000-day millennia since the starting point. Archaeologists generally render these as a series of five numbers separated by dots, in the manner of Internet protocol addresses. Using the August 11th starting date, October 12, 2004 would be written in the Long Count as 12.19.11.12.8. Because it runs directly from 1 BC to 1 AD, the Christian calendar was long a headache for astronomers. Scientists tracking supernovae, cometary orbits, and other celestial phenomena would still have to add or subtract a year manually when they crossed the AD to BC barrier if a 16th century astronomer named Joseph Scaliger hadn't got sick of the whole business and devised a calendar for astronomers that doesn't skip a year. The Julian calendar, which Scaliger named after his father, counts the days since day zero. Scaliger chose day zero as January 1, 4713 BC. Day one was January 2nd. In this system, October 12, 2004, is Julian Day 2,453,291. The Long Count calendar began with the date 0.0.0.0.0. Mathematically, what is most striking about this date is that the zeros are true zeros. Zero has two functions. It is a number, manipulated like other numbers, which means that it is differentiated from nothing. And it is a placeholder in a positional notation system, such as our base 10 system, in which a number like 1 can signify a single unit if it is in the digits column, or 10 units if it is in the adjacent column. That zero is not the same as nothing is a concept that baffled Europeans as late as the Renaissance. How can you calculate with nothing, they asked. Regarding zero as a dangerous idea, the Catholic Church banned Hindu Arabic numerals, the 0 through 9 used today, in much of Italy until the 14th century. A classic demonstration of zero's status as a number, according to science historian Dick Teresi, is grade point average. In a four-point system, an A equals 4, B equals 3, and so on, down to E, which equals 0.